Right now, I want to talk plastic bags because next Wednesday is D-Day for the grey plastic shopping bag at Woolies. At Coles, it's July 1. Now, they're described as single-use plastic bags, which is the biggest red herring. You know my feelings on this, and that's why I actually refuse to use that term. But that's when you hear that term, that's what they're talking about, the grey plastic bags at Woolies and Coles. So these grey shopping bags, they will go, and you'll have to bring your own. You know that. But what if you don't bring your own? What if you forget? Or what if you do bring them and you're shopping and you actually buy more stuff than those bags can hold? Or for whatever reason, you need bags? Well, both Woolies and Coles are offering a reusable plastic bag at a cost of 15 cents each. We can buy one of those more heavy-duty green bags for around about a dollar. Now, the ones I've seen at Coles, these plastic bags, the one I've seen at Coles, they're white with red dots. And to me, these 15-cent bags actually feel a lot thicker and more robust than the grey ones that they're replacing. But they're biodegradable, though, aren't they? I mean, that's why they're offering them as alternatives, surely. So I'm wondering how they make them so thick. I mean, because I'm assuming that's what is going on. You wouldn't be replacing one sort of plastic bag that doesn't break down with another one, would you? Otherwise, that defeats the whole purpose of getting rid of them in the first place. Look, the man who can help shed some light on this is on the line. His name's Scott Morton. His company, BioBag, they manufacture biodegradable, compostable bags. Scott, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
BioBag, can you tell me about your range of products?
BioBags, we make a range of compostable plastic bags and films and garbage bags, even agricultural films that, once they've reached their end of life, if they're exposed to oxygen and microorganisms, they get eaten and they disappear, and that's the end of them.
All right. Well, when you say end of life, so how long is that?
It depends. So if you can use your bag for 5 minutes, as soon as you put it in your compost heap, it'll start to decompose.
All right.
So when we're in industrial composting, the bags can disappear within as little as 2 weeks.
What are they made from?
Traditionally, they're made from products like cornstarch or potato starch. They're made from a variety of products, but the key is the way in which they're made. Microorganisms can basically eat them.
Really? Where do you get these microorganisms from?
The microorganisms are everywhere. So when we look at your compost, or we look at general waste, or anything decomposing, there's microorganisms present.
So I'm assuming then you distribute, because you manufacture and then you distribute, supply them to others. I'm assuming you distribute to Coles and Woolies and retailers, fast food outlets, who are about to get banned from providing plastic bags. Is that right?
We have a variety of customers. Coles and Woolies, they're not one as yet. They've not quite come on board. We have a lot of smaller retailers that are happy to come on board.
Mm.
And also a lot of people that are trying to divert food waste into the organic stream as opposed to landfill.
So Coles and Woolies then, these 15-cent plastic bags, what do you know about the ones they're offering? They're biodegradable, surely?
Well, the challenge we have is biodegradable. Biodegradable, unless it's quantified, doesn't actually mean anything. So the bags at Coles and Woolies they'll be distributing, they're certainly not compostable. So the chances are they're either just pure plastic or they're plastic with an additive in that makes them degrade. But unfortunately, that just leaves microplastic.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't disappear totally. Well,
no, not at all. They're finding microplastics in the environment from hundreds of years now.
The one I described earlier, the one I've seen at Coles and Bex brought them home, they're white with the red dots. They just seem a hell of a lot thicker than the grey ones they're replacing.
Yes, they are.
So how do they differ from the grey ones they're replacing?
Purely the thickness.
Which would mean what, more plastic?
Yeah, absolutely. So it depends. So they've obviously done their sums and they think by using those bags, they will reduce the number of bags they give out. But at the end of the day, if I'm making one of the white bags, the new bags, versus one of the old grey bags, whoever's making them is now making more plastic.
Right. How much more? I mean, do you know of, I don't know. I mean, how do you measure plastic bags? What's the unit you measure them in? How much plastic goes into them?
You'd measure them in a micrometer, which so they're basically microns or thousands of a mil. Traditionally, the grey ones, they would be anything from 10 to 15. The new ones would probably be around 40, so hang roughly on. Three times more plastic.
So the new bags, The ones we have to pay for, the 15-cent ones, have three times the amount of plastic in it than the grey ones that they're replacing.
Yeah, probably. Legislation says that they have to be 35 microns, so they're going to be thicker than that. So, yeah, unfortunately.
Scott, we're being conned. No, seriously. I mean, the whole point of this is to reduce the amount of plastic, yet we're putting more plastic and we're paying for it.
Yes, correct.
Right. There we go. Scott, yeah. All the best with Biobag. I think you might have just opened up a market there, mate. Really appreciate your time this afternoon. Scott Morton, Biobag. So that's the product they offer, biodegradable, compostable. So I just would have assumed that's what we were getting with these 15-cent ones. Oh, we're being conned. Seriously, wasn't the point to get rid of plastic? And now not only are they having three times the amount of plastic in there, but we're paying for it as well. Single-use plastic bags. It's a red herring.